A scene of flat slabs of grey, overhung on concrete pillars. Upon the pillars, great eyes of obstinacy, in rude antithesis to the ancient forest that flanked them. The eyes were of distressed plastic, an obscene sight in homage to the stream of cars below that vomited in unison across the causeway. Millions of lost souls constantly traversed this desperate junction, yet no life could breach the threshold. It was a ruined road, a dead zone, and consequence, a deserted. But there was one who could flourish there, and now he sat mute by one of the eyes, shadowed by the blue and yellow orb. He was dressed in Hempian garb, little more than rags on a bony and swart frame, calloused by concrete and neon. His beady eyes stared with ageless concern at the causeway that far below hummed in uniform, low oscillations, and twinkled like a thousand glowworms upon forgotten carrion. Upon his lap lay an oblong tray that contained five jewels, one ruby, one sapphire, one emerald, one jade, one amethyst. Each was shaped like an egg, and the size of a child's fist. Within each jewel, an imperceptible milky glow so subtle that it seemed to be like a ghost half glimpsed. He picked up the jade between forefinger and thumb and peered into it. Monoclinic structure, vitreous and alluvial pebble, he said. Smiling, he placed the stone back in his tray. Upon the causeway, he spied a change in its flow. A car has stationed itself on a railing, and now two figures emerged. He frowned. They were early. Quickly, he placed the jewels in a circle and crouched toward it. The hard concrete bit his ankles like displaced teeth. From his spittle lips, he began to chant imperceptibly. Deoxide, deoptase, hemimorphite, lazulite, orthoclase, and hematite. If he had opened his eyes at that point, he would have seen the two figures looking towards his match. Soldier-like, steel, moonstone, scapolite, and androdite. Around him, like exhausted youths and droplets of water, hung suspended. Chalcedony, peridot, alamandine, rhodolite, and zircon. He stopped, and then there was silence. Then the droplets fell and clung to his hair. Transparent bits, infinitely delicate treasures. He opened his eyes and saw that the figures were gone. For these I say, for ears to hear, to walk. What myriad thoughts we harbor. as we go our separate days. I did not know this country world. Holy circle, heart, and one dead. My secret soul exists carved out of the oak tree bark, sleeping under hanging roots and all the little rustling things. Here all the dainty weeds are mine, where the colorless forest leaps and dims. It exists in me. On the floor, halfway down, was a parchment, some sort of pamphlet that had obviously been left there by someone. But the cover was blank, except for concentric veins, erased with stubborn precision. It was an extract, a mere glimpse. With a touch too soft and ageless, a grimoire of no fixed abode. A small amount of tallow dripped carelessly onto its surface, and the page rippled back so that the wax went through its surface and onto the floor beneath. That could be interesting. But it's going to be a bugger to pick up those